blight is part of the landscape in many Rust Belt cities. Efforts to deal with it have ranged from citywide and even countywide initiatives to neighborhood stabilization efforts. But in Wilkinsburg, just outside Pittsburgh, one artist is dealing with blight in her own way, painting it gold. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports.
To drive through Wilkinsburg is to tour the ravages of a post-industrial Pittsburgh, a suburb of the comeback city that just hasn't come back yet. Houses stand empty, there are open lots, drug deals go down in broad daylight, and then, glimmering on a corner lot, a house painted gold.
I rode past and I said, our house is gold!
That's Sandra Nelson, who lived in the house from the 70s until 1986. Later, owners abandoned the property, and then along came artist and architect Dee Briggs, who lives and works next door in an old firehouse.
I was working hard to make my property look nice, and then, you know, right here at the gateway of our neighborhood was this eyesore.
She acquired it through a vacant property program. Nelson connected with Briggs after she saw the paint job. Briggs wants to demolish the house manually and save the architectural detailing. As an architect, Briggs thinks it's the right thing to do. And as a nostalgic former occupant, Nelson likes the gentle approach to demolition. Just an hour after successfully raising the money on Kickstarter to do so, the two celebrated together and toured the house.
It used to look so big, but now it looks small.
The house is empty, the roof falling in, paint peeling, but she still has a favorite room.
This was our dream kitchen. Everybody stayed in this kitchen. Families, they drank beer, they drank coffee, we cooked big dinners. Just memories are just wonderful memories.
The kitchen still has its original wood cabinets, a couple of small windows, yellow and green tile along the perimeter of the wall. Briggs picks at the floor, trying to figure out if the original floor is still there.
There it is!
Right there.
Look at that.
Oh, yep, there's yep, your floor it. Tiles. Very nice. Mm-hmm.
It's green and yellow. And see, and it matched the tile on the ceiling and on the walls.
The Nelsons loved this house. They now call themselves the Nelson Occupants of the House of Gold. And they also loved the neighborhood.
What was it like when you lived here?
Oh, man, real busy. Kids everywhere. Oh, yes, real busy. We had fun. Everybody lived in the houses around you. Everything was built. Everybody was lived in. It was beautiful. Very much alive.
And that's exactly what Briggs wants to bring back to that corner. Life, vibrancy. Her theory is, little by little, the neighborhood will follow. Briggs says the coat of gold and accompanying website, which details the home's history, drew attention to the property.
It also is, from my perspective, has really changed the way people treat this particular property. There's so much less garbage on the site since we painted it gold than there used to be. The windows are all exposed, the glass, and not a single window has been broken since we painted it gold.
Now she wants more. There's a bus stop on the corner where she wants to build a shelter out of salvaged materials from the house. And then she wants to put a coffee shop in the basement of the house where the Nelsons used to have parties. The matriarch, Helen Nelson, has her doubts about the cafe.
I don't know. I don't know if people in our neighborhood, or like they call it, the hood, is interested in coffee shops. I don't know.
But she trusts Briggs.
They might be.
Briggs says if the gold paint worked, the coffee shop just might too. Irina Zhorov, Keystone Crossroads.